Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with me today.
So happy to be here.
Okay. Today's lesson 38 in A Course in Miracles workbook. We're going to be discussing this lesson, There Is Nothing My Holiness Cannot Do. Before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. There is nothing my holiness cannot do. Your holiness reverses all the laws of the world. It is beyond every restriction of time, space, distance, and limits of any kind. Your holiness is totally unlimited in its power because it establishes you as a son of God, at one with the mind of his creator. Through your holiness, the power of God is made manifest. Through your holiness, the power of God is made available, and there is nothing the power of God cannot do.
Your holiness, then, can remove all pain, can end all sorrow, and can solve all problems. It can do so in connection with yourself and with anyone else. It is equal in its power to help anyone because it is equal in its power to save anyone. If you are holy, so is everything God created. You are holy because all things he created are holy, and all things he created are holy because you are.
In today's exercises, we will apply the power of your holiness to all problems, difficulties, or suffering in any form that you happen to think of in yourself or in someone else. We will make no distinctions because there are no distinctions.
In the four longer practice periods, each preferably to last a full 5 minutes, repeat the idea for today. Close your eyes and then search your mind for any sense of loss or unhappiness of any kind as you see it. Try to make as little distinction as possible between a situation that is difficult for you and one that is difficult for someone else. Identify the situation specifically and also the name of the person concerned. Use this form in applying the idea for today. In the situation involving blank, in which I see myself, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. In this situation involving blank, in which blank sees himself or herself, there is nothing my holiness cannot do.
From time to time, you may want to vary this procedure and add some relevant thoughts of your own. You might like, for example, to include thoughts such as, there is nothing my holiness cannot do because the power of God lies in it.
Introduce whatever variations appeal to you, but keep the exercises focused on the theme, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. The purpose of today's exercises is to begin to instill in you a sense that you have dominion over all things because of what you are.
In the frequent shorter applications, apply the idea in its original form. Unless a specific problem concerning you or someone else arises or comes to mind, in that event, use the more specific form of application. There is nothing my holiness cannot do, and so it is. Again, let's join together for another brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath now. There is nothing my holiness cannot do. This lesson really points us back to the absolute truth of our perfection, that we are created as God created us to be, and we cannot change it. The dreams I had last night did not change the life I'm living now. They just represented that state of consciousness in a new way, in a more limited way, in fact, and the fantasies and the dramas and the dreams all percolated through in my imagination, but it was nothing but a walk through my mind. I was the central figure in a video, in a movie, in a life that I had created out of pure imagination. And then I began to doubt its reality as I woke up and realized it was just a dream. I wasn't really where I thought I was. I was safe at home in bed. I wasn't doing what I thought I was doing. I was safe at home in bed. I wasn't talking to who I thought I was talking to. I was safe at home in bed. I wasn't running from what I was afraid of. I was safe at home in bed. I wasn't experiencing ecstatic joy for some perceived idea of pleasure because I was safe at home in bed. I was having a dream, an experience that we can look to and say clearly, oh, that was just illusion. That was just your imagination. And when we can begin to see this moment as a dream, as an illusion, why? Because we're safe at home in heaven. We've never left where God would have us be. You are an idea. I am an idea in the mind of God. You are an idea in the mind of God of love. This is our truth. When we know who we are in truth, and we see that we are expressing as form, we can be that self as form in truth, then we can begin to truly serve the world in a new way. Our holiness begins to be the light that brings peace to the mind of all within our sphere of influence. We begin to experience a new way of being. We begin to experience heaven on earth because we are the creators of that experience. Because we are the creators of this experience, it can be no other way. It's not happening to us. It's happening of us. And it's time. The time has come. For you, my friend, if you're listening to my voice, if you're studying the work of our brother Jesus, if you're listening to the conversation that my wife and I have here, the time is here. You have arrived. The accomplished is the only thing that needs to be self-realized. You are already accomplished, perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. You are holy, neither advancing toward holiness or beginning to understand it. You are it. There is an aspect within you that only needs to be realized, accepted, and allowed to be expressed as you. It's at the very center of your being, the beautiful light of love, the golden rays of the truth of who you are resides in your heart. Let that be, and you get your identity back today. Your holiness is real. There is nothing that your holiness cannot do.
And those golden rays never leave their source. Each of us a golden ray of light, of love, of God. And this is the Christ identity. This is the divine identity. This is our holiness. Our holiness is the same thing as saying our divine identity, and that when we recognize this, when we allow what we already are, nothing's really changing. Nothing's changing. This already is. And all we are simply doing is giving our full attention and appreciation to that which is already true, capital T true, which means that it's true always, that it is changeless. This is our identity. And everything else has been added in, and changes not the truth of our being, that our identity as son, daughter, ray of the source and creator of all that is, which does not make us separate, but means that we are one with. And so in our holiness, we become that channel. We become like that unto the creator. And that is where all power abides. I believe that we have been afraid to claim our dominion on the false pretense of arrogance, but that arrogance is of the ego. We are being asked to step in and rise to what we are, what we've always been, and everything else that we've added is that dream or illusion that Brother T speaks of. And in any given moment, as we align in the holiness that we are, there is nothing we cannot do. There is no limitation. As Christ, we are spirit unlimited now and forevermore. And this is the emergence of our true nature, our aboriginal nature. And we have pain. We have the experience of pain and suffering because it hurts. It's painful to try to be something other than what we are. And so let that pain, let that hurt, let that sense of separation give way to the light and the ray of light that we are. And in that, there is nothing our holiness cannot do. Claim this dominion fearlessly. And in this practice, this lesson, we bridge from fear to fearlessness as we practice it and apply it. Let everything that bubbles up within you, the more you practice it, the more that well, what about this or what about that? And ancient hurts and ancient troubles and trials will come forth, and you can look at it face to face and say and claim, there's nothing my holiness cannot do. In this situation and that situation and for this person and that person, there is nothing our holiness cannot do, because arrogance would say that we're doing it of our own self, of the small self, but spirit and our holiness knows, oh no, one with God is a majority and one with God is all power. And this is a declaration of the one power, the only power. Pain has no power. Disease has no power. Conflict and war has no power, no true power. There's only one power, God. And we are of that. So we claim that. We celebrate it. There's nothing my holiness cannot do. How grateful I am.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so we celebrate that.
We celebrate that today, for sure. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us today. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send